want to miss 1 minute of this or take one away from it. I hope everybody came hungry. With this time, I'm going to... Oh, thanks for the blessing, Lord. I'm going to turn the mic over to Daniel Banya, Pastor Daniel Banya. Did I say it right? My brother from another mother.
Thank you. It's all mine. Wow, that's good. Sound good. I just feel in my spirit to continue with the presence of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We continue to ask you that continue to increase your presence in this place, please, in the name of Jesus. I speak like Moses today, that without your presence, nothing we can do. More presence. Can you help me and join me and open your mouth and just ask more presence? More His presence. Father, more presence. We need more presence. More and more and more and more and more and more. Never get be satisfied. The presence of God. Always yearn in your heart to receive more and more and more and more. In the name of Jesus. Father, continue to increase your presence. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we stand here and we refuse every devil. We know the enemy is always happy when we are in your presence. He's not happy. He's mad. Devil is not mad because we are here. But we come against him in the name of Jesus. We come against every evil spirit. Every kind of demon, we bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Oh, someone is quiet. Why are you quiet when we are binding Satan? The Bible says whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. We pull down every strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, continue to move. Continue to touch your people. Someone is hungry today. Someone thirsty for your presence, Father. Touch him, Lord. Move in a special way. Supernatural power today in the name of Jesus. We declare miracles. We declare healing. We declare deliverance today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, open the heaven today. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we exalt you. In Jesus' mighty name, if you don't mind, say amen. Amen. Those who are here on Friday, was it Friday? I think it's not new to you, the way how I behave. Those who have never seen me, they say, "Ooh, how is this man starting the service?" It's new, but slowly by slowly, we are going to continue to know each other. I want to thank God for your pastor, my brother, Jeff. He's not here, but he allowed me to come and to speak to you. I want to thank him. I'm sure his wife is here, the first lady, his queen. Yeah, she's a first lady. Praise the Lord. My wife, when I'm at home, she's my first lady. She's the first lady of the ministry. And she's my queen. I have a beautiful queen. I'm telling you, I miss her a lot. I have two sons. I'm telling you, but they are doing good. So tell him, first lady, tell him that I really appreciate him to trust me. To stand in his absence, you know. It's not easy to leave and then you give someone whom you really don't know much. But he trusted me that God is going to use me. Somebody say amen. Amen. So give that pastor a big hand clap, please. He did a good job. And it's a big sign. For me, it's a very big sign. Big sign to show me that this is the real church and the church is growing. There are some pastors, they can't leave their pulpits on Sunday. And the people, they don't even come to church when they know that the pastor is not there. I'm telling you, I've been around the ministry. I've been preaching now for 30 years. You find a church, they pray, they feel the Holy Spirit, they feel the presence of God when the pastor is here. Once the pastor is not here, they feel lonely. They feel everything is dry. But you people, you are mature enough. You know your God, and God is here. Clap your hand for yourself. In my experience, I have already seen, I planted churches, but I leave those churches with pastors, and then the churches are growing from 300 to 600 people. You know, from 600 to 1,000 people. You know, once you have that anointing that you can step out of the church and the church continue moving, I'm telling you, that's a real church. This is a real church. Someone say hallelujah. I have too much in my heart. I have too much in my mouth. But still I have to be careful how I'm going to handle this, because I want to give you the full package. Amen. Some of you, especially those who are not here on Friday, you had no chance to see, to watch my ministry in Uganda. I would like you to see how many people was not here on Friday. If you were here on Friday, so I'm not going to show it. Oh, whoo, we have many. So I want you to see this. It's going to take a few minutes, but I can share those minutes with my time. I'm already know how to handle time. Do you have a copy there? Oh, who did it last Friday? Huh? Someone did it Friday. It was good. Can you help me and do it again? Please. I want you to see where I'm coming from, and I want you to see what I'm doing. Last Friday, the pastor helped me to push this. I think today I have to push it myself. Oh, I'm going to push it. Thank you. What's that? I think, did I give you the CD? DVD. That's a DVD. Oh, really? I thought it's one. Try, let me see. Has to be one. Yeah. You can put this one. Yeah, this one. This one. I want you to see where I'm coming from, and especially when you write your check and say, we give Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel doesn't eat all those checks you write. You wrote in there and put the basket. But he takes those checks to Uganda. There is a need, a great need in Uganda. So when you watch this DVD, I hope it works again. It worked before. I was looking at the speaker. So I would like you to watch and see how the ministry looks like in Uganda. You see a big difference between where I'm coming from and here. Somebody say hallelujah. Should we? Holy Spirit is here. Please, Holy Spirit, help us. We want to see it again. You see? We just pray and he does it.
welcome you right now here in Uganda, East Africa. My name is Apostle Daniel Libanja, or evangelist, pastor, but you can call me Brother Daniel Libanja. We are here in Uganda, in the village called Wobutundu, in Ruwero district.
It was at this point that the Lord put a burden on my heart to preach the gospel in villages and rural areas after I finished my course. Along the way, my spiritual sons and I have managed to plant 151 churches, of which I act as the overseer spiritually and physically. I have been overseeing these churches for almost 27 years. Given my background, I have always felt the conviction to reach out to the orphans and the vulnerable children in our rural areas. Believe me, you, I know how it feels not to have a parent. These communities have been greatly affected by HIV and AIDS and the LRA war in the northern part of the country. Very many children were left without parents or no homes. This prompted us to open an orphanage home in different parts of the country. My vision is to see all less privileged children, especially orphans and widows, receive better standards of living, most importantly, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. This can be achieved through preaching to them the gospel and providing them with the basic needs in life like food, housing, clothing, medical care, and education. Main orphanage home in Wobulenzi, Luwero district alone presently has more than 400 orphans and vulnerable children, not mentioning those other homes like Kiwangala and Chanukuzi in Masaka district, Budada in Kayunga district, and Nakasaja in Mukono district, to mention but a few. Statement of urgent need.
I've been riding with the kids from another location to this location. So we are bringing them from different angles to bring them together to see how we can feed them together. They are so happy. Kids are kids. I love kids.
As cited above, our main orphanage home in Wobulenzi, Luwero district alone presently has more than 400 orphans and vulnerable children. This number of children is almost three times the number originally planned for, not only in terms of housing, education, but also food and facilities are few and poor besides absence of meals for the children.
Most of the kids you see here, they were abandoned somewhere on the street, on the village, on the veranda of the house. And by the grace of God, we brought them together and we gave them a place to stay, a place where they can rest. And here they are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Critical intervention is therefore needed to buy a nearby land of 15 acres at a cost of $75,000. The land is urgently needed for putting up new school structures, housing facilities, and farm for growing food to feed the growing number of children. Besides provision of food, the farm will act as a demonstration center providing functional agriculture knowledge to the orphaned children in the home.
All this area going far away from here is not ours, but we have opportunity to buy it. So we believe that God will bless us, will touch someone who has a heart and donate and give in this ministry so we can buy, we can occupy all this land.
The project is expected to benefit directly 420 children who are orphans at Wobulenzi Orphanage Home. These children are expected to benefit through acquisition of better housing and education at school, food and functional agriculture knowledge from the farm. This is likely to lead to their sustainable survival. The excess food produced at the farm will be distributed to other orphanage homes under our care. The farm will produce foods like maize, beans, soya beans, and rice, which are a good source of nutrition for the children. The residents of Wobulenzi are expected to benefit indirectly because the farm will also provide them with employment. Our mission is empowering impoverished members of our communities, especially the less fortunate women, and basic education medical care. Following the love of Christ and teaching, DB Revival Ministries seeks to reduce poverty, build communities, and enable individuals to enhance their spiritual, social, and economic welfare. The task is great and needs are many. We have the biggest challenge of taking care of number of children in our different homes in different parts of Uganda. Secondly, we still have a lot of work to carry on the gospel outreach and revival missions. It is very expensive to hire the equipment for a gospel crusade. We need to get our own. You can become a partner by supporting this great of Christ's love and teaching by donating as your heart may lead you. May God richly bless you for your support.
We can still praise the Lord. That's how it looks like. Come back. Some people, they are still in Uganda now. Come back, please. Come back. Come back. Come back. So that's how the ministry looks like. I have much, but because of the time, I'm not going to go into details about the ministry. You have heard, you have seen. So everything you do goes to that ministry. And we ask you also to join us in prayers and be part of that ministry. And you can even lift your faith before you go to heaven. Come and visit us. Somebody don't want to move where they are. You can buy a ticket, board in the flight, come and visit us, come and be with us. I don't know what the Lord is telling you, but if He tells you to come, we are ready to receive you. If you just want to go there only with your check and your dollars, I'm ready to take as much as I can. Somebody say hallelujah. I told you yesterday, the other day, that I'm an emotional person. I am an emotion. I want things moving. Things moving. In Africa, we just praise the Lord like a crazy people. We dance for the Lord. We sing for the Lord. We jump for the Lord. We are not so quiet like here. Sometimes you scare me. I say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Because here people are so quiet. Even when they are singing, they are not open too much. They just go slowly, slowly. Clapping slowly, slowly. But it's not like that in Africa. Africa, we do things moving, 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 moving. Can you say hallelujah? Oh, thank you. Let me stick here. You are clapping your hands. You're attracting me, pouring me. Is that okay when I sing for you in Swahili? Only how many? Yes. 1, 2, 3. I don't want you just to see the needs, and I want you also to experience this music in Swahili. Somebody say Swahili. And in Luganda. Someone say Luganda. All those are my languages. I speak number 1, Luganda. Number 2, Swahili. Number 3, lunankole. Number four, chichiga. Number five, lusoga. Then number six, English, just for the sake of you. Because if I start now speaking in Uganda, you are going to die 911. And in this area, you have a big problem because you don't have many police around here. So you're going to struggle to take me out of this place. I'll be like a crazy pastor. So I want you to hear and I want you to enjoy our music and see how we praise the Lord in Africa. Amen. Let me tell you people, in heaven, the whole world, all those brothers in every part of the world, they are going to be in heaven. Do you believe that? Oh, some don't believe that. I say, not only you, your language. There are many languages around the world believing in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, the Savior, the Healer, the Deliverer. They're going to be there because He's the way, He's the truth, go to heaven. Do you believe that? So we are going to be there. I don't know which language we are going to speak in heaven. Do you think it's going to be only English? I don't think so. Do you think it's going to be Swahili? I don't think so. There is heavenly language. I think it's hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. Now listen, I'm not going to perform. I'm not a performer. I'm not here to act for you. So you can sit down and listen. And first of all, whatever you are listening, you don't understand it. This is Swahili Uganda. So what are you listening? I'm going to ask everyone to stand up because this song is to praise God. Music is music. If you don't, even if you don't understand the words, still you feel the beat. Is that okay? You can feel the beat. You can feel the beat. Someone will say hallelujah. You have to say hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm an emotional person. Say hallelujah. The more you say hallelujah, demons are free. The more you say hallelujah, the presence of God continue to come. The more you say hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will move. I'm telling you, don't stop the Holy Spirit here. Don't resist the Holy Spirit here. Sometimes the more you are so quiet, you're resisting the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants someone in blessing him. Someone will say hallelujah. Ooh, can you give me, first give me track number one. Let me hear. Please go touch for the technician and the system so it can give me the way how I want it. Track number one. In Jesus' name. It's come. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Track number one. If it doesn't work, let me look another one here. It must work. It must work. Jesus' name. It doesn't come out today. It came out last time. I think. This is the spanner. Take this one. Maybe the truck has a problem. Take this one. It came out last Friday. It was good. Try this one and see. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. I told you, sir. Okay. A little bit. A little bit high. Up, up, a little bit.
Ale kali pale, yote dine kwisha. Ale kali pale, yote dine kwisha. Ale kali pale, yote dine kwisha. I'm
Swahili. Somebody say Swahili.
Behind of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me explain what that dance means. This dance means to protect the kingdom. How many people believe that we are all belong to the kingdom of God? So this dance protect the kingdom, protect the faith. So when you are protecting, you must have a weapon. The first weapon you have is the shield. And then, so when the enemy comes, bring temptation and everything, the first thing you do, shield. Then, step on the head. Then, cut the head off. So, it's not a dance without a meaning. Every dance has what? Step on the head. Put the shield. Peace. Cut the head. Take it off. Someone say hallelujah. I'm going to give you one more song. This song is about capture the city. Take over the city. Take over the whole state. Take over the whole world. It's a militant dance. Someone say hallelujah. Give me track number four. Track number four.
That's good.
The Lord.
You believe to see the goodness of the Lord?
Today. Even homeless. Listen to this. Jesus never failed. You may feel lonely. Listen to this. Do not cry. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope.
Just believe.
It's not. Everything is possible. Together, do like this. Hallelujah. Someone will say hallelujah. Keep on saying hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. On Thursday, I'll be singing three songs. Another one will be worshiping. So don't miss Thursday. I'm going to be missing singing three songs instead of two. I just want to show you how even other countries worshiping God and praising God. It's going to be wonderful in heaven when all come together in our Father's house, palace, kingdom, whatever you call it, come together and begin to praise His name. Amen. And begin to worship His name. It's going to be wonderful. When you come from North Dakota, when I come from Uganda, from every part of the world, and we'll be there, worshiping Him forever and ever. I don't know what you believe. That's what I believe. I believe that's why even why we are here. That's why Jesus came on the cross, so He can die for us. To die for the whole world. To bring all God's people, God's children together. To worship Him, to praise Him. Hallelujah. It may be that sometimes the beat is different. The words are different. But the music is what? Believe me, if you stay with me and we sing those five songs, you are going to sweat the same way how I sweat. Hallelujah. Sometimes I say, I don't need to go to gym. I don't need to pay the gym to go and take my money because I'm paying gym every month. What I have to do is to praise the Lord. To praise the Lord. Dance for the Lord. And praise for the Lord. Praise for the Lord. And I lose weight anyway. Praise the Lord. Someone say hallelujah. Yeah, that's me. I told you, pastor here was here and I say, I don't know how to pretend. I can't be like your pastor, okay? Today, don't expect to hear the way how your pastor has been preaching or other guests or any good, excellent preacher you know on television and radio. No, this is a preacher from Uganda, East Africa. And in me, there is no duplicate. And I'm not a duplicate of anyone. Praise the Lord. I am original. So I'm going to be me. One of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to be careful for the time because I know this is America. This is not Uganda. America is no care society. They have too much. They have much entertainment at home, more than the music we give you. They have too much beautiful houses and everything. So they don't have much time to spend in the house of God, which is okay, I think. But I don't think so. Hallelujah. So I'm going to make sure that I don't behave like the way I behave in Uganda. I remember my last service was the beginning of this month. I was praying for send-off prayer. And I heard a microphone was around 1 a.m. 1 a.m. in the morning. And then I put down the microphone 5:30 in the morning. You know, in Uganda, when we come to the to worship God, we come there, the whole cell. We come, all of us. I mean, we. And then the pastor came to wind up, and he also take us almost 6:30. And we left the place around 8:30. And these people came to church from 6. And these are people who walk 5 to 10 miles to come to church. How many people walked from your house to come here? I'm going to give you a big check. Don't miss a check. You walk from your house to come here. Okay, let's see. Only 5 miles. That's too much. Only 2 miles. You walk 2 miles from your house to come here. I want to see you. My goodness, what's wrong is here? Something's wrong. Okay, who walked 1 mile from your house to come here? Only 1 mile. My goodness, I better quit this place. Okay, let me go down. What about just a 0.5 mile? You walked 0.5 mile to come here. I'm in the wrong place now. My people walk 5 to 10 miles to come to church. To come to church. We went in the beginning of this year and we had a crusade where my wife born. People, they walked 40 miles. 40. I know some of you have a problem of my accent. Some, what did he say? I see people look at me like this because some they have a problem to understand my words. But I hope Holy Spirit will help us and everything will be clear to you. Amen. 40 miles. And they came and they said, we are not going to go back because the crusade was for 80 days. And they were sleeping. We prayed and said, Lord, we don't need rain. Don't bring rain. And people, they stayed under the parapet for 80 days. What does it mean to you? It may be not make sense, but let me tell you, those people are hungry. Hungry for God. And they don't have anything to depend on it. You people, when you don't have a job, there is a welfare, there is a low income. I mean, there is at least something here you get from the government, and then you get whatever you want. You can't die without food. But we don't get anything from any government. Nothing. If you don't have anything, I don't want to use bad word because it's real bad. If you don't have anything, who cares? If you die, die. So we depend on God. When it comes to seek God, we come with all our hearts. When it comes to sing, we sing from here. Don't think I was dancing here to make you happy. No, I was dancing for the Lord. First of all, he's the one who brought me from Africa to come here. He's the one now opening doors for me. So when I dance, I mean it. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. So God has been so good. Today, I'm going to behave. Last Friday, I told you my first day when I came here in America was very hard. I had to fast for 3 days. And then I break my fast. I was going to preach, staying with the pastor. And then the pastor say, okay, let me prepare food. The first food they prepared for me, which caused the very trouble for me, was hot dog. He prepared a hot dog for me, asking me to eat a hot dog. And then my stomach, I get upset right away. Although it was empty stomach, but started being upset. Because the man preparing for me to eat a strange food.
heart dark. I started going to the restroom, back and forth, back and forth, until when I sat down. And then he said, "Hey, the food is ready." I told him, "Man, pastor, hey, in Africa, we don't eat dogs. Heart, neither cold, we do not eat what?" "Oh, no, no, let me explain." He tried to explain. He could not convince me on that moment. I had to call my wife, say, "Hey, my queen, please pray for me. America, they eat dogs. And here is the man is feeding me dog." Which made it worse. He had these small dogs, like a 3-4. Those four. Because his wife had two, then his son, and then him. These small dogs was walking around in the house. So it was a confirmation on that moment to me that before he came, he killed one of these. Now he's preparing for me to eat dogs. It was hard for me, but I had a very good lesson out of it, because eventually I get to understand why. And now I'm enjoying hot dog, okay? You can give me hot dog anytime. Where is my point? I bring that testimony to you because now I know here in America, they go by watches. They don't go by the excitement of the Holy Spirit. No, they go by watches. Looking on their watches. And once their time has come to go to eat too much food in their refrigerator, they're going to walk away. They don't care how much you shout, how much you preach, how much you feel, how much the Holy Spirit is moving. They're going to walk away. I've seen it. So you need to know how to limit yourself. I have learned that. Quickly, I have a message. And I promise to preach within 15 minutes. Is that okay? Is it too long? 15 minutes will be enough. When I need more, I'll let you know to borrow me more minutes, okay? So stay comfortable, stay cool and calm and peace in the Lord. Amen. Amen. When I was coming here, the Lord, I was asking God, "Why are you taking me to United States? We hear a lot of strange things happening there. Why are you taking me there? Maybe I'm going there to show them my DVD. America, they are number one. They say lying on the top. They are superstars. So in everything, maybe I'm taking them to show them my needs. And one of them is going to come out, write a big check for $10 million and say, 'Hey, preacher, go back in Africa and preach the gospel.' I said, 'Lord, is that the reason you are taking me there? I'm ready to go.' He said, 'No. I'm taking you in America to speak revival.'" Ooh. You say, "Who?" But for me, it was like, "Ooh." "I'm taking you there to speak revival." I said, "Why?" America used to send missionaries all over the world, in Africa, Asia, everywhere, to preach, to take revival. But America is in the status where needs revival. I'm not saying this to put you down. I know some of us, we have the spirit of arguing, the spirit of fighting. No, but let me tell you, my brother, America is in the status of needs revival. And America needs missionaries. Now God is sending missionaries. The Bible says you reap what you... Because of your grandfathers and grandfathers, what they did, planted the seed in Africa, in Asia. Now God is using those seeds, the fruits of those seeds, to bring them back to you to speak revival. Can you say revival? Oh, someone is so quiet. Can you say revival? So I'm here to speak revival. And the Lord gave me messages. I have different messages. The message I preached on Friday, that's not the message I'm going to preach here today. And the message I'm going to preach in the evening, where I'm going to preach, is not the message I'm preaching here. So don't think what I preached yesterday, that's what I'm going to repeat. I have a lot of messages. Here, the message today, if you want to write the topic, is back to your foundation. back. How do you spell it back? B A C K. Yes, let me help somebody who doesn't know to write his language. B A C back. How do you spell it back? Let me add. Go back to your foundation. Go back to your foundation. In other words, America, go back to your roots. How does it sound? It's much better than go back, I think. That was the topic today. Back to your foundation. Even if you don't understand every word I'm speaking, I hope you remember the topic. In fact, that's how they taught us in the Bible college. They taught us that every message, make sure you name it. You have a subject. You give a name. Because that name helps someone to rest, to chewing. When he's chewing, he remembers all the word God spoke through that message. Someone say amen. It was a different Bible college. It's not maybe like here. We study different theology. But unfortunately, I'm no longer depend on the theology we study there. Now I depend on the Holy Spirit. The preacher in front of you is the Holy Ghost preacher. Mm-hmm. That's why I need more amens and more hallelujah. If not, I'll go back to my theology. Maybe that's what you want. Maybe that's what you want, but that's not what you need. You know, there's a difference what you want and what you need. I'm giving you what you need, not what you want. Mm-hmm. I told the pastor, when you invite the preacher, always you are changing a diet. You know, some people, they change a diet after the cancer is already in their system. Some people change diet after their system is messed up and they go to the hospital and then they go into x-ray checking and all blood. And then doctors say, hey, you messed up your system. How do you eat? Stop drinking sodas. Stop eating red meat. Now drink more water. Drink more water. Drink a little bit. Stop eating sugar. America, they eat too much sweets. Everything is sweet. Even in the meat, sweet. Everything is sweet. Then doctor says, stop eating all that. And you know what? What doctor is telling you to eat, nothing is sweet. Some of them, they are bitter. I'm telling you, our brother here, he was telling us he has a wedding. I don't think on his wedding they are going to serve only water. Water will be very little water there on the table. Most of the drinks are going to be sweet. Let me tell you people, sometimes we want sweet messages. We want sweet words. We want only encouragements. But sometimes we don't need them. We need something is going to make us to be strong, to make us healthy, to make us growing, to make us moving forward, to make us look more younger. I'm talking about in the spirit. To make us more smart. Is that someone following me? So now the message is back to your foundation, America. Back to your roots in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 4. My Bible says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. Nevertheless, which means you have been a friend. You have been doing good. You know A, B, C, D. But even you know all that, nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. Who is you? Someone help me to say me. Who is you? It's you. It's me. The Bible continues to say, because you have left your first love. Number 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly. And I will remove your candlestick out of your place, except you repent. You can jump and read verse 7. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. That's why now God is sending people like me to the churches. I don't know even how I find myself here speaking to you. It's only the Holy Spirit brought me. For me, I don't visit church unless when I'm going to preach. And Sister Janelle, she struggled with me to bring me to sit here and to be in the service. Normally I say, let me stay home. You know that pride of preachers. You know, preachers don't want to, we have unteachable spirit. We don't want somebody to teach, to preach to us. We always want to be there, preach. But the Lord used my sister Janet, and she brought me here one Sunday, and I really enjoyed. Guess what? This man prayed for me. This brother prayed for me a prayer, which I felt was the Holy Spirit using his mouth. Whew, I felt the power. And then when the woman came, the lady came to preach, she gave me the message which I really like. I said, wow, I needed to hear that. Someone say hallelujah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. And here the Bible say, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Today the Spirit of God is moving, he's speaking. He continued to say, to him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is the midst of the paradise. Too much good stuff here. Verse 11. He that has an ear, again, this is a repetition in the Bible. Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. My goodness, there is the second death. Have you ever taken time to think about that? There is the second death. Verse 16 is still good. Repent, or else I will come unto you quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. I'm going to read only half of the 17. It says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Those who have here, hear what the Spirit says to you today. I think everyone, you agree with me, because it's a Bible. The Bible says that, don't you know that your body is the temple of God? Don't you know that your body is the temple of God? And the Spirit of the living God dwells inside of you. The Spirit of the living God. And there the Bible says, which means we are the temple. We are the church. The church is not this pulpit. The church is not only this plywoods. No, sir. The church is me. It's you. Come on, someone do like this on your body. You are the church. You are the first church. You are the first church. So God is speaking to you. You who is in that church, sitting in that church. And here the Bible says, you left your first love. Where is your first love? My goodness. Don't worry, I'm done. Woo! Unless you borrow me 5 minutes. Is that okay? 5 minutes? Can I have 5 minutes? I'm talking about love. Someone say love. In my country, we have a tribe. Every single word is too long. And when they come to speak love, it's like that their word has elastic. When it comes love, it's like love. It's not this love. Love. Love, love, L-O-V-E. Their language it goes love. So their love, it looks like more longer and bigger than any other love. Any other word. So now God is requiring love. Love. He said, America, where did you have first love? Where did you have first love? America. Church, where did you have first love? I'm not here to preach a new gospel to you. I'm here to remind you what you left. Sounds, what does it sound? Sweet. To me, it's sweet. I'm here to remind you what you left.
Today, God is requiring only one thing from America. God is demanding only one thing, that America, where is your first love? I'm not going to sweat too much today because I still have to preach in the evening. And then tomorrow I'll be preaching. Tuesday I'll be preaching. Wednesday I'll be preaching. Thursday I'm coming back here. Friday I'm coming back here. Sunday I'm going to, is it Michigan? Michigan. I need to quit to go back home. But I have already delivered the message. So I'm not going to preach like someone who doesn't have another chance to preach. No, I'm going to be preaching even in the evening. I'm not going to preach like younger preachers. Don't have chance. They just start preaching. 30 years I've been in the ministry. I've been preaching to every kind of people. I preached to 6,000 here in America. I preached to thousands and thousands in Africa. I'm telling you, when I'm in Africa, every day I can preach twice a day. Because there's what we call lunch time. People, instead of go and eat their food, they go and eat the Word of God. And then in the evening, this is what we call evening glory, evening services, evening miracles, evening revival. Then they come to church. So we preach every day. But I'm here to deliver the word. And I feel like the word I'm delivering is the Rhema word. A word from the mouth of God. A fresh word to America. A fresh word in your spirit. A fresh word in your brain. Where is your first love? Why America is number one today in the whole world? When I read my Bible, I can't find America. When you find America, please help me. I preached this message somewhere, and then the pastor came behind me, and he was like defending his country. He said, no, we are in the Bible. And then he quoted the verse there, and he twisted it, and he said, that's where we are. I kept quiet because I said, I didn't come here to argue. This is not a competition place. And then we went in the office and they say, you know, you have to be careful. Americans don't want to step on them. They don't want to step down. I said, it's not me. It's the word of God. I read the word of God. Because I told America, America is not in the Bible. I mean, you help me. Maybe I can speak out of ignorance, you know. I can't say that I know everything. You know, I'm still learning, okay? Oh, this is not the Bible. This is the Bible. Praise the Lord. But if you go and write and read your Bible and you find America there, please, you open that book and tell me the chapter, tell me the book, and tell me the verse where America is. But guess what? I'm trying to rush. I have found the Africa in the Bible. Am I trying to promote Africa? No. Egypt is not in Asia. Egypt is in Africa. Ethiopia is in Africa. You see? Then Israel. Israel. Sometimes I have a hard time because my tongue is so strong. But Israel. Did I pronounce it well? Come on, people. Don't hate me. Love me, okay? Israel. Israel is in the Bible. But where is my point? People, listen to me very carefully. Africa is in the Bible, Israel is in the Bible, but today none of them is blessed like America. Israel is a chosen nation of God, but they are not even blessed today like America. America has to help Israel in everything. In the budget of America, there is a percentage it has to support Israel. You know that better. I don't need to tell you that. You know that better. Africa, even if we are in the Bible, we are not blessed like America. My question is, why the people, the nation in the Bible, they are not blessed? And the nation which is not in the Bible is blessed more than... I said, why? The Lord told me one thing, that these people, the people found this nation, blessed God, and they put God number one in their lives more than Israel. Israel denied Jesus. Israel denied the power of God. Africa denied God. Africa decided to believe in witchcraft. You don't know what witchcraft is. You come to Africa, you will see what witchcraft is. There are some people go in the bush and then they start, in fact, before they go there, snakes call them. Long snake from that snake up this side. And they call their telephone number. And they answer the phone in the midnight and they walk and they go and they speak in a distance with the snake. And those snakes, their eyes, they are like a light. And they give those people, witch doctors, instructions how they can witch the country and people and make accidents and send sicknesses and disease around the nation. And to attract people to go to them and get money. Witchcraft has been in Africa for years. When we talk about witchcraft, some people here don't even believe. When we talk about witchcraft, people think, not here. But let me tell you people, witchcraft is real. If you don't believe it, then you don't believe the Bible. Because even the Bible talks about witchcraft. So witchcraft is there. So Africa embraced witchcraft years ago. And America embraced God. America puts God number one. That's why they say, one nation under God. This generation, they don't want to hear that. The generation where we are living, even when you say it, that's a classic preaching. That's a classic word. They don't want to hear that, but that was the source. That was the best of the blessings you are enjoying today. Somebody should clap your hands to Jesus and tell him hallelujah. Not only one nation under God, but they say, in God we trust, in your money. That's why your money has a market. Your money is luring the whole world. Because those people, they knew the secret that without God, nothing they can do. They knew that fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. They knew that God is their strength. They knew that God is their future. They know that with God, there is no enemy. There is no anything can defeat them. And they put God number one. That's why America, you are blessed the way how you are. Not because you have great army. No, the great army came after God. Someone say hallelujah. Not because of the technology you have. No, the technology came after God. God was number one. America loved God. And not only that, they declared that America is a Christian nation. And America sent revivals and sent missionaries all over the world and preached the gospel. The Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because the gospel is the power of God to save everyone believes. Somebody shout hallelujah. Ooh, there are so quietness in the house. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you preach the power and God empowered you. God gave you favor. Because the more you preach, the more God anoints you. The more you lift him, the more he lifts you. Somebody say hallelujah. But somehow, somewhere, as I'm speaking today, America, God is not number one. It's very shame. We love you, America. You are our brothers and sisters. But now what we see from here is really making us sad. Number one, America, you are model. You are model to the whole world. Whatever you do, that's other country want to do. In my country now, I'm fighting with these kids, younger people. I mean, putting their pants down here, walking like this. And when we slap them and kick them, they say, no, this is the New York style. And I said, no, this is the Chicago style. They put pants down because that's how America younger kids dress in the streets. You see how now you are teaching the world? Not only that, in my country, it has been very, very dangerous if a man love a man and a woman love a woman. And you know what? What happened? Your president said, Uganda, you are going to suffer if you refuse a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. And within, don't joke, within a short time, our government was already out of budget. He can't afford to pay the police. The police started robbing people. He can't afford to pay the army. He says there is no any donor is going to donate to you. Donors are going to close the door. People, let me tell you, within a short time, they had to make it a little bit, how can I say, which word can I use? In Swahili, we say legeza, 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 legeza. That's Swahili. Legeza, legeza. Oh, Lord. Make it easy. Like, we don't need it as a government politicians. And the whole country say, what? See now our models. Now, instead of preaching Jesus, they are preaching that it's good a man to marry a man, a woman to marry a woman. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. What are you promoting today, you as America? What are you promoting today, you as a church? I was praying for America. I said, Lord, our brothers and sisters in America, they're being a blessing to us. God! And God said, don't fear, Daniel. I still have a remnant in America. And I'm taking you in America to speak to the remnants. And I'm sure there is a remnant here. I'm sure you are the remnant. God is speaking to you, my brother, my sister, that where is your first love? Listen to me as I'm winding up, people of God. Don't expect the politician to rescue America. Don't expect the politician to change the world. Don't expect the White House, the Congress, the Senate. I know you people have too much trust in your system. That's okay. Keep on trusting. But let me tell you, there is a supernatural system. There is a supernatural power. And God told me that tell the church to wake up. Tell the church to rise up. Tell the church, because the moment is now, the church to rise up and be revived and receive the power and receive the revival to change the world. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't worry about the microphone. Don't turn down, turn it up. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't speak because of microphone. I speak because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is calling the church. God is calling you. He said, where is your first love, my people?
Yeah.
Where is your first love?
But the Lord say, not even your wife to be number one. Not even your children. Not even your husband. Because God supposed to be number one.
Was God blessed you with that beautiful wife? Was God blessed you with that handsome man? Was God blessed you with all those kids? It was God blessed you with all those family you have, with all those blessings. So let him be number one. When he's number one, he's going to continue to bless you. He's going to continue to expand you. He's going to continue to lift you. When he's number one in your life. So now God is saying, where is your first love, America? We moved. We come to church and we say, hey, God, we are here only 1 hour and a half. 1 hour. Have you ever seen someone go to the hospital and say, hey, doctor, I'm here. I'm sick. But unfortunately, I have only 30 minutes. Okay, I have a pain here, I have a pain here, I have a pain sometime in my headache, sometime in my lips here, but I don't know exactly, but I have only, if you are not done, I'm gone. Who is the loser? The doctor or you? Who is the loser? You. Not the doctor. You can't go to the doctor and then you tell him, I'm here only 1 hour. No, sir. Sometime when you go to the doctor, they say, fill this form. They don't care how much pain you have. You need to fill the form before they touch you. Then you need to fill all the information. And then they take you to the room. Unfortunately, in the room, you don't even see the doctor right away. You see the nurse coming up. One day I was in emergency and the nurse came and said, are you the doctor? She said, no, no, no. I said, I want to see the doctor. He said, okay, let's first measure your blood pressure. I said, no, the pain is here. He said, okay, okay. You don't see doctor right away. It's a process. It's a process. Then they take you to another room or the doctor then comes in later on. And then he start treating you. But we come in the house of God. We just want to do everything. And we expect the Holy Spirit to come and move. That's why we talk about him, but we don't see him. We talk about him, but we don't have him. We talk about him, we don't see his presence. We talk about him. I mean, we come to in the church. We come to the church every day. We come empty. We go back empty. We come dry. We go back dry. We come sick. We go back sick. Anyway, America, they don't care. They have their insurances and their credit card. So they have all the treatment. They don't need the treatment of the Holy Spirit. But there's some people who are hungry. Let me tell you people, you need the Holy Spirit more than your credit card. You need the Holy Spirit more than your insurance. You need the Holy Spirit more than anything in this world. We come here to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We come here to receive the power of God. We come here to receive the supernatural power, the fire of the Holy Spirit. How many people are hungry today to receive the Holy Ghost and to revive this country? God said we have to go back on our first love. Let me tell you, when you love someone, you spend time with her or with him. Did I say, I put my microphone here because the system kind of, if I put it here, you are not going to hear me. So I have to put it here. Just forgive me. It's not about me, it's about the poor system. Praise the Lord. I hope next time you will fix it. Yeah, I told you I'm a man who speaks on thousands and thousands. God has blessed me with some equipment, so I just put it here and it picks me, okay? But now it can't pick me, so just bear with me. Someone say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. God said, where is your first love? Where is your first love, America? Where is your first love? I want to use you. I want to bless you. But where is the point which I was missing? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, clap to the Holy Spirit. Woo! When, before it goes away, when you love someone, you spend time with that person. You spend time. When you love someone, you talk to that person. My wife, I call her several times. Thank you, my big sister, to give me a phone. I've been calling my wife, I'm telling you, 3 times, 4 times a day. We talk all the time because we love one another. She can't sleep the whole night and another night without talking to me. Even me, sometimes I lose the sleep. Why? Because there is a love. There is that communication. Don't tell me that you love me and then you don't have my time. I love you, but be there. I love you, but I don't talk to you. I love you, I can't talk to you. Come on. Come on. You love me, we need to talk. You love me, we need to spend time together. How much time do you spend with God? People have already discouraged me, said, you know what, this time you came in a bad time. First of all, this is a summer. People are traveling. People are spending, eating all the money. So you will not get anything. Secondly, people, they don't come to church. In fact, now I've already made up my mind. I'll come next year. I'm coming in October. Because this time is a struggle time. But God brought me in a struggle time. I don't know why. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. So people don't want to come to church. How much time do you spend with God? How much time have you given God? When God is the number one, you need to spend time. Listen, talking to God, that's prayer. That's what I'm going to talk on Thursday. Communication. But you find people in churches don't know how to pray. Come in the church, sitting down, going, pay tithes, offering, go home. Come on. Where is your love? Where is your love? God say, I need you. God is not blaming you today. He's not breaking you and blaming. He said, come back. He's missing you. He said, come back to me. Come back to me, America. I'm sure when church determined to go back on the first love, God is going to raise America again. Somebody should clap your hand to Jesus. If today you don't just say, and you just break your heart and say, Lord, have mercy for us. Lord, take us back on our first love. And you open your heart and you say, Holy Spirit, help us. Help us so we can help the generation to come. Help us so we can move in the Holy Spirit. People, the Holy Spirit is real. The power of God is real. I'm telling you, we haven't seen the power of God in this house. God wants to do great things in this house. God wants to fill this house with His presence, the one you have never seen in your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. God wants to do real miracles. Friday I told you I believe in real miracles. Real miracles. Not fake miracles, but real miracles. Real power of God. When the power of God comes down, no one can deny it. No man can deny the power of God. When the presence of God comes down, no woman, no man, no girl, no boy can deny the presence of God. Because it's real. Moves can touch you, can shake you, can knock you down, can lift you when the Holy Ghost is moving. How many people want to see the Holy Ghost moving? As I'm finishing, this is the last time finishing, okay. Let me give you this example. I don't want to forget this. How America was backsliding. Was backsliding, dancing like this. Do you know the guy who used to dance? What? You know what? I was going to speak in Uganda word. Mwatu. You just forgive me. I'm not English, okay? But he was dancing like this. Enjoying. And the people they were. But he didn't know the meaning of the dance. This dance means backsliding. But he was enjoying. Backsliding, but enjoying. And the people they were happy. Do you know that you maybe enjoy something, and that something is putting you down. That something makes you sinking. That something He's backsliding. Not only backsliding, but you know what does it mean? Breaking himself. So he's backsliding. The same time, breaking into pieces. And the people that were happy, enjoying him, seeing him backsliding, seeing him breaking himself. Not only that, he was singing, I'm bad! I'm bad! He forget the power of confession. So the man was backsliding, people that are enjoying him, himself was enjoying. The man was breaking himself. People they were happy. And he was happy enjoying. The man was feeling like he sounded great. I'm bad! But he was creating what he's going to be. And within a short time, the man who used to be number one superstar, he became number nine. Within a short time, I want you to think about that example. Michael Jackson died like a poorest person. I was reading his history before he died. His nun said, she said, he found him here on the corner, sitting down, crying, crying, crying. And the nun said, Mikey, what's wrong? And he said, nobody like me. The whole world was praising Michael Jackson. But he died when he knows no one like him. People, go back to the Bible. The Bible says, where is your first love? First love. First love. God is not demanding too much today. God is not even demanding $1 million. No. There are some people who have $1 million and they die and leave those $1 million. There are some people who have every acres of lands and die and leave those acres of lands. But where is your love in your heart today? And God said, once you come back to your first love, I'm going to revive you. There is hope. There is hope in your family. There is hope in your children. When you come in your first love, there is hope in this country. I believe once the church wakes up, once the church rising up, once the church revived, the church is going to take over this country in Jesus' name. Because God has power more than any government. Did I say that? Yes, I'm finishing. God has power more than any kingdom. Somebody doesn't want to hear that. Let me say it again. God has power. God is on the top. God is number one. Once the church is rising up and go back on the first love, God is going to empower us. God is going to anoint us. God is going to increase the anointing. God is going to increase the fire. God is going to increase His presence. Everybody stand up on your feet. We are going to pray in the name of Jesus. If you are not understand the whole message, please understand. Back to your foundation. Back to your roots. Back to your first love in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless you. I want to see the people who say, yes, I'm coming back on my first love. I'm coming back on my first love. Yes, I want God to be number one in my life. Yes, I have been backslided. Somehow, somewhere, God has been not number one. Really, let me renew my love with God.
Hallelujah. Let me renew my spirit. Let me renew my prayer life. Let me renew my worshiping. Let me renew my praising. Let me renew. Yes, I need more presence of God in my life. Let me go back to my first love. If you are there, I want you to come here and join me. We are going to pray a prayer of faith, of revival in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Come and join me here, please, in the name of Jesus. If you are there, you feel you want to pray a prayer of revival, a prayer, say, God, God, I need you more than anything. Be number one in my heart. Be number one in my spirit. Be number one in my soul. We came here to receive something, brother. I believe all of us, we need to renew. All of us, we need to renew. I don't know how you heard this message. It may be like rebuking you. It may be like correcting you. It may be like something. But let me tell you, we need to renew our first love. Our first love with God. We want to put God to be number one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I ask people to come today because we are the people. We are the generation. We are the church who are going to revive this nation in the name of Jesus. Someone come and join us right now. The presence of God is here. The Holy Spirit is here to renew you, to lift you, to build you, to revive you again in Jesus' name. Somebody should be hungry for this moment. This is the moment. This is why we came here today. This is why we left our homes. We didn't come here just to enjoy listening, sitting down and going back. We came here to seek the Lord. We came here to seek His presence. We came here to seek His power. We came here to seek His anointing. In the name of Jesus, Father, fill this place with your presence. Fill this place with your fire, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, Father, fill this fresh fire. In the name of Jesus, we come back to you, Lord. We come back to you, Lord. We come back to you, Lord. Myself, I come back to you, Father. I come back to you with all my heart, Lord. I come back to you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I come back to you, Lord. I come back to you, Father. Send your Holy Spirit to revive this country. To revive this country. Someone come and join us. Someone, you need to be on this altar. Someone, you need to put God number one. Someone, you need to put God number one in your family, in your marriage, in your children, in your business. You need to call the name of the Lord. You need to pray. You need to seek the Lord. You need to put God number one in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, fill this house with your presence. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. No resistance, no stumbling block, no hindrances. We declare the revival in this country. We declare revival in our homes. We declare revival in this place. Holy Spirit. Someone say Holy Spirit. Someone say Holy Spirit. Come on, open your mouth where you are. Even you are not here with us. Open your mouth and call the Holy Spirit. Move again. Move again. Move again, Holy Spirit. Move again, Holy Spirit. Revive us again. Someone say revival, 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 revival in America. Revival in this country. Revival in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No resistance, no stumbling block, no hindrances. We bind every devil. We bind every evil spirit. We bind every Satan. We bind every witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Someone open your mouth. Someone lift up your voice. Someone lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus. Father, fill this house. Fill this house, Father, with your presence, 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 your presence. in this country, Father. We speak revival. We declare revival. We claim revival. We claim revival. Father, revive America. Revive this country. Revive the church. Revive, Lord. Bring revival in this country. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Someone clap your hand to Jesus. One more time. Clap your hand to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, fill this country with your presence. Remember when someone said one nation under God. Remember that day. Remember your servants, Lord. Remember those people, Father, who dedicated this country, who dedicated this nation before your hands, Father, and forgive and wash and revive. We claim revival. We claim revival. We claim revival. We claim revival in this country. We claim a revival. In the name of Jesus. 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 We claim a revival. We claim a revival. We claim a revival. We claim a revival. 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 Somebody say revival. Open your mouth and say revival. Revival. Lord, revival. 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 Revival in this country. Revival in this nation. Revival. Revival, Lord. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will come down and I will heal their land. Oh God, come down and heal this land of America. Hallelujah. Politicians are not going to heal this world. They are not going to heal even my country, Uganda, even Africa. But Lord, we need you to come down and heal us. Oh, someone clap your hand to Jesus. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. We came here to seek the Lord. We came here to seek the presence of God. We came here to seek the power of God. We came here to seek the fire. Fresh fire. Someone say fresh fire. Come on, somebody say fresh fire. Fresh fire in my spirit. Fresh fire in my heart. Fresh fire in my soul. Fresh fire in my brain. Fresh fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire in my body. Fresh fire in my family. In my relationship. In my wife. In my husband. Fresh fire in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hand one more time to Jesus. That's not a real clapping. Clap your hand to Jesus. Hallelujah. Rabba Shekema Moshanda. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No resistance. No stumbling block. No demon. No evil spirit. In Jesus' name. Someone said Jesus. One more time, say Jesus. Someone doesn't want to open to say anything. Someone doesn't want to say anything in the house of God. Come on, somebody. When you come in the house of God, open your mouth. The Bible says, open your mouth wide and I will fill you. In the book of Psalms, chapter 81 and verse 10, open your mouth wide and I will fill you. The Bible says, God is seeking those who are worshiping Him in the spirit, in the truth. And where the Spirit of God is, there is a liberty. There is no fear. Why are you fearing to open your mouth and to worship the Lord? One more time, put your hand together and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord.
Bless this country. These are remnant. Everybody lift up your hands as I'm praying this prayer. Father, I have delivered your word. Confidently, I depend on you to deliver this word. It's not a sweet word. It takes courage. It takes stand. It takes boldness to preach this kind of message. To tell people to come back to you in their first love. I have delivered your message. Dear Holy Spirit, I ask you, you can explain more to them. You can review the meaning. You can expand this word in their lives. Even those who are not open their hearts to receive, you can still deal with them. Speak to every individual person here. Let us, all of us, including me, know that this is a time to return on our first love. Our God to be number one. Number one in our families. Number one in our businesses. Number one in everything we do. Father, I thank you because you sent me and you told me to speak revival. And I have spoken your word. Bless these people. Revive them. Give them all favor. If there's anybody sick, Father, heal. By your grace and your mercy, heal everybody in this place. Those who are suffering stomach, we speak healing right now in their stomach in Jesus' name. If you are sick, touch where you feel the pain. You are sick, touch your back, touch your head, touch your chest. Jesus is the healer. He said everywhere we preach the gospel, signs and wonders shall follow. I have seen this. I'm not trying to test. I have seen it everywhere I go and I preach the gospel. Jesus, he's with us. He said, I will never forsake you. I'll be with you always. He's here to heal you. Touch where you feel the pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare healing right now. Heal your people right now. Your presence is here. Let your presence move. Holy Spirit, move. Touch every man, every woman, and heal every sickness and every disease. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, we bless you for the supernatural power, healing power in their bodies right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Someone clap your hand to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Someone, you are receiving your miracle. God is healing your body. The Bible says by his stripes we are healed. We declare healing all over this building. Spiritual healing, natural healing. Hallelujah. Spiritual healing, natural healing. Mental healing. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. I feel to pray for the marriages. There are some people here. You are going in a rough marriage. Yes, you are with your husband. Yes, you are with your wife. But there is no first love. This message is not only for the church here, but begins home, begins in the families. So I feel to pray for the marriages. Father, in the name of Jesus, you don't have to come here to lift up your hands or to say that I'm the one, whatever. But you know what you are going through. You know what's between you and your husband. You know how much you quarrel, how much you don't talk, how much you don't cooperate the way you used to. You know much better. The Holy Spirit will never make a mistake to bring something for me on my mouth in such a time like this, in his presence to pray when there is no need. There is a need of revival, even in the marriages. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody stand up on your feet, please, and lift up your hands, because marriage is the institution. Marriage is the best of the church. Marriage is the heart of the church. So, to concern marriage, everybody lift up your hands. We are praying for the marriage right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, have mercy for these two people, for this couple, for this families who are fighting against one another, who are not in the first love the way they used to be. Oh God, we cry out. Come on, somebody pray. Pray with me. Don't worry, I'm not trying to make you tired, but the Holy Spirit is leading us to pray, and something must be broken. Chains must be broken in these marriages, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, let your Holy Spirit move right now in these families. Hallelujah. Touch her husband. Touch his wife. Touch the family, Father. Bring the family together again in the name of Jesus. Bring their hearts together, Father. Revive their love, Father. Renew their love, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the living water flow right now in their hearts, in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hand to Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. God bless you. I think that should be enough for today. Hallelujah. Back to your foundation. When somebody say, what was the message? Back to your foundation. What was the message? Back to your roots. What was the message? First love. First love. First love. First love. God is demanding not too much, only your heart. First love. Let him be number one. You will see his glory. I love you. May God bless you. I will see you on Thursday.